What is Myriad Machine Learning?
Myriad Machine Learning is really a collaboration between researchers and business as investors and founders to translate their science and technology into industrial applications.
So what is it that you bring to this?
About 35 years of experience, both on the venture capital side, the investment finance side, and also personally investing in a number of these companies as well, sitting on the board of over 35 technology companies and being a venture capitalist in Ontario.
So now, how are you going to take the technology that is developed here through the research at the Machine Learning Center and translate it into essentially business?
What we will do is, and here's where the symbiotic relationship really takes root, is that in my travels as a businessman looking for opportunities, I will ask industrial partners or industrial companies or companies like TR Labs, what are your challenges? What are you faced with to stay competitive? And what are you trying to introduce as new products into your distribution channels and into your marketplace? And they will engage and say, here's what we're doing. And I would say, okay, there might be a machine learning part to all this. And really, machine learning is really the analyzing, understanding, and then predicting of large data sets in any environment, whether it's in oil and gas, whether it's in medicine, whether it's in finance. And having said that to them, I normally ask for a shopping list of what they're actually trying to do and how we may be able to help them. And then I go back to principal investigators and I said, does this fit with any of your research focus for this particular problem? And if I don't get any of the investigators saying it does, then I go back to the client and say, we can't help you. Because first and foremost, I must get buy-in from our researchers. So that in that way, I'm not forcing them to do anything. I'm keeping their scientific and research independence, keeping it intact, keeping their, again, academic principles intact by saying, this isn't industry telling you what to do, even though we have dollars. This is very much asking you first.
Why is it necessary to have this emphasis on entrepreneurship?
This is a resource-based province. And the greatest resource that this province has is its young people. They will determine whether or not this province actually becomes and maintains its competitive advantage in Canada and the world. And for that, and I give this speech a lot, is within each generation of students and young people, there is only so many entrepreneurs by nature. These young people are the first on a plane out of a region because they're the ones that want to make things happen. And if opportunity doesn't present itself, even at home, then they will go and seek it elsewhere because these kids are passionate and they're driven. And again, if Alberta loses too many of these students, then I think it's diminishing its future.
What are you doing to support that?
We've created an entrepreneur camp, very, very focused on identifying young entrepreneurs within both the University of Calgary and University of Alberta from different faculties, bringing them together in a venue that encourages dialogue and team building because we present them with three challenges to tackle that are all designed to test their creativity, problem solving, and team ability for a weekend. And then from that, we then will hold four camps in 2 years, and from there we'll have a super camp. And those students that participate in the super camp will then be targeted to move into either their own companies or young startup companies where they can be part of the team.
What partnerships do you have in place? You mentioned Tech Edmonton.
Well, Tech Edmonton has been a key partner as far as providing the opportunity for me to look into the university environment. One of our other main partners is Alberta Health Services. The center actually has a large contract with them, $1 million, to really look at the challenges that are facing Alberta healthcare right now. And there are many. There are many challenges. But I can safely say one of the projects that we're going to roll out as a pilot for the City of Edmonton or the University Hospital is a reduction in wait times, a dramatic reduction in wait times. down to the point where people won't recognize it. And again, a major priority for Alberta Health Services. And machine learning can certainly do that. A lot of the other collaborations and potential partners that we are working on, the deals are being drawn up as I speak with council. But we will be rolling out a number of announcements, but one will be in finance, financial management, one will be in oil and gas, and two will be in regulatory venues.
You're a venture capitalist who has come from outside the province, and you've come here to Edmonton to deal with business issues around machine learning. What is it that holds excitement for you about machine learning and what it could do for society?
Machine learning is really a platform technology. It is the fundamental engine for analyzing and predicting large data sets, much like predicting new investment strategies or new trading tools for investment management, much like predicting patient movement and predictability within a hospital environment, much like predicting whether or not the existing oil wells in this province are actually being managed efficiently. And so because it's such a platform technology, and because we know that information technology is growing at an enormous rate, so we now have a gazillion bits of information floating around. How does all that get analyzed, and how can we actually utilize it to actually create something better for people?
Thank you very much, Robert.
Okay, thank you.